While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, so good.
Well, good morning and welcome to one, welcome to all. Joe Gigante, your regular Joe here with you, 9:06 a.m. Central Time, which means in the Hollywood Hills, Party Town, USA, especially for one, Hunter Biden. It is 7:06 a.m. That's right, rise and shine, buddy. The all-day breakfast has just started and there's plenty of white powder for you. Of course, if we look over in Kiev, Ukraine, it is 5:06 p.m. In Moscow, part of the former and future USSR, if Putin has anything to do with it, 6:06 p.m. In Beijing, China, it is 11:06 p.m. That is your new and improved Biden crime family time check, brought to you at the top of every hour to make sure you understand the debauchery, the criminal nature that is the Biden family. Peddling influence for money because they got to take care of the big guy. Of course, got to take care of the unk, and they've got to pay off a lot of baby mamas, not to mention the sister-in-law slash lover slash disposer of illegal handguns or whatever. Wait, are they from West Virginia or Delaware? I can't keep track now. You can be a part of the conversation. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. You can text 79489 or emails to regular.joe@mwcradio.com. That's the way to do it every Monday through Friday. I mean, think about that, by the way. Your brother dies, his horrible death, cancer, the whole thing. When has it occurred to you, well, you know what I should do to really show how much I'm sorry and to show comfort? I should bed down his widow. That's a wonderful, I mean, do you realize that you could take the Biden family? Now, there's still some soap operas left on the air, right? On TV? I know it's dwindling, but I think there's a few left. You could take the Biden family. It's right there. I mean, just think. I mean, you take any 5 minutes of the story of Hunter Biden, and you've got 2 years worth of storylines. Because they tend to drag storylines out quite a bit. Much like the Biden family. So it'd be a fabulous fit. Why has no one thought of this yet? I feel like I want to do a DuckDuckGo search. Are there any leading men on current soap operas named Hunter? Because it'd be kind of funny if there were, you know, just see if there's any, and whose father's name is Joe. And what's I forget the widow's name, but, you know, whatever. She would be written off the show, of course, because she would no longer be of necessity to the storyline. All right, so let's actually get to the stories of the day. Tomorrow, there is a formal press conference by Joe Biden. That means that for the past 48 hours and the next 24 to 36, depending on the time, that he is, I'm sure, receiving a cocktail of vitamins and other pharmaceuticals so that he can be as sharp as a dull butter knife as normal. But that's about the best they can come up with, best they can put together for tomorrow night's press conference tomorrow, I shouldn't say, but early evening, I believe. Can't be too late because he has to get the early bird special and he has to be in bed by a certain time. But our question of the day, because here, the Regular Joe Show, we are givers. Some people are takers, we are givers. And we wish to give, to be helpful, to be unifying to Joe Biden and to his staff that I'm sure are, now they do a thing called murder boards. Now, I don't know if they use that term anymore because it's probably like, you know, triggering microaggressive and so forth, where you run the person through any question there could be, and that way they're ready to go. Now, I'm sure they probably call it something else, and I doubt that he can withstand much of that. But in an effort to help them, my question of the day to you, what are the top 1 to 3 questions the White House press corps should press Joe Biden on tomorrow night? That they should demand answers. This, of course, will be one day prior to the one-year anniversary of the charade known as his swearing-in. So we'll be on January 19th, 2022, one day short of the one-year anniversary of the great charade. What should those questions be? What would you, if you were in the press corps, now remember, PJ13, but if you were in the press corps, what would you ask? 888-455-1360, 888-455-1360. Now, while you're cogitating, I have something, some sound I want to share with you. Yesterday, in addition to being Martin Luther King's, the holiday marking his birthday, there, which we'll get into all of the different ways they tried to co-opt it and use and abuse it in the name of, advancing their progressive desires. But also, it was the World Economic Forum's Davos Agenda Conference. Now, Klaus Schwab, the executive director of the World Economic Forum, he kicked things off with a rousing introduction for an amazing celebrity. And I just have to tell you, there's something fitting that this man has a very thick German accent as he says these words. Cut 18.
At this pivotal moment, I see several priorities for the global agenda. We must continue to fight against
this global is real. Pandemic.
We must revitalize the global economy and accelerate its transition to net zero. We must preserve biodiversity by deploying nature-based solutions, and we must narrow the gap between the rich and the poor to achieve more sustainable global development.
Here's the twist.
With these goals in mind, it is my distinct honor and great privilege to introduce His Excellency Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China, to open the Davos agenda.
So much to unpack in that. So first of all, when did they start introducing people with the title presidents with their excellency? I mean, wow. Bootlicking much. I'm just curious. That was Klaus Adolf Schwab. I'm sorry, just Klaus Schwab. That's going to get a letter right there. You know what he was... Well, I don't know. I mean, did you hear the beginning of that? If you closed your eyes, could you visualize what you thought Klaus might look like? Where his arm might have been extended at that point? Steve, are you okay over there, Steve? Are you breathing?
My last name's German, and I'm uncomfortable.
Steve said his last name is German, and he's uncomfortable with this. When I listen to that, I'm just sitting there going, wow, all right. So, yes, there you have it. If you want to know anything about the World Economic Forum, they just introduced a brutal dictator by calling him His Excellency. I mean, that was the precept of that was this ridiculously blatant socialist agenda would narrow the gap. I mean, I can't even do a good German accent anymore, But really, how are you going to narrow it? Does it involve any train rides? That would be my question for Klaus. Now, do you know who also was there? Der Fauci. Of course, Der Fauci was there. What is he doing at the World? Like, I mean, really, on the face of it, wouldn't you just want to know why? Why is he at that? Well, good guess. Steve, wow, you're kind of on fire today in Fuego over there, man. Well, you're the German. How would you say on fire in Germany? Ach, I don't know. I just totally made that up. So, either way, Der Fauci, now, he was not referred to as His Excellency. As far as I know, and I think there's some unhappiness about that. Now, I've got plenty of sound of what he said. And I could summarize the majority of his statement by, it's here to stay, the COVID, and he even brought up the ominous Omicron as well. And he did say that, you know, that might be the end, but then again, it probably isn't the end. We'll get into that. But what I wanted to highlight first is this soundbite where he's talking about what the real problem has been in trying to combat COVID. Roll cut number 19.
You know, one of the things that we, I believe, the entire world is facing, but we certainly are facing it in a very, very disconcerting way in the United States, is the amount of disinformation
what?
That is accompanying what should be a problem where everyone pulls together.
Oh, wait, stop.
It's the common enemy, which is the virus. We have disinformation.
Let's stop. No. You know what? I don't think I set this up properly. For fairness, for this important of a statement, I kind of feel like we should have some kind of something that set the tempo a little, like maybe some music. You got any? Oh, what you've got? All right, well, go roll what you got. One love, what about the one? One love, what about the let's get together and be. Okay, now roll what Fauci had to say.
You know, one of the things that we, I believe, the entire world is facing, but we certainly are facing it in a very, very disconcerting way in the United States, is the amount of disinformation that is accompanying what should be a problem where everyone pulls together against a common enemy, which is the virus. We have disinformation that is entirely destructive to a comprehensive public health endeavor.
You know, I don't know. Do you feel bad, Steve? I'm feeling chastised right now. I mean, look, he just wants us all to come together. He doesn't want divisiveness when he tells you three different things in the course of 3 weeks and none of them agree with each other. But if you question that, this is science speaking. How dare you question science? And that's what it really comes down to. That's what it really comes down to, is that you just can't question science. I mean, that's what he's saying, isn't it? Because after all, he has declared himself to be science. Not a man of science. No, he actually says he's science. Now, I want to go back to old Klaus there with his introduction of His Excellency. I still choke over that. His Excellency Xi Jinping. Because there's a podcast called All In. Features four different guys. Among them is, and I'm going to do my best, Chatmit Palihapitiya. And he's the founder of a company called Social Capital. And he is co-owner of the Golden State Warriors. He's one of the owners. Now, Social Capital has a mission. Name might, quote, our mission is to advance humanity by solving the world's hardest problems. We partner with companies at every stage of their business for as long as it takes. These are people that care. This is capitalism with a heart, with compassion, ladies and gentlemen. So yesterday, during their podcast, one of the hosts, and this is my first time ever hearing their podcast, so I don't know all of them, but one of their hosts brought up the plight of the Uyghurs in China. These would be the Muslim minorities that are being imprisoned, being enslaved, and being brutally abused by His Excellency Xi Jinping. Well, here's what Shatma had to say about that plight, cut number 25.
Nobody cares about
nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? You bring it up because you really care, and I think
what
that's
do you mean,
nice
nobody
that you
cares?
Care. The rest of us don't care. I'm just telling you a very hard... I'm telling you a very hard, ugly truth, okay? Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line. Okay? Of all the things that I care about, it is below my line.
I want you to realize and listen to what the real significance of that is. It's not that you have a liberal, progressive, who, by the way, is a top dollar funder of the Democratic Party and Joe Biden, that holds these beliefs. They all hold these beliefs. What makes Chatma really interesting is he had the honesty and the audacity of that honesty to admit it openly.
The Regular Joe Show.